I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain. When someone says, "I have a cold," what does he mean? What he means is, there's something inside my body that's causing me to have a set of symptoms that we call a cold. The set of symptoms normally includes things like a runny nose, sneezing, coughing, sometimes chills and a headache. It doesn't include a fever. Normally, if there's a fever, we call it the flu. There are many different viruses that can cause cold symptoms, but about half the time the cold is caused by a class of viruses called rhinoviruses. The rhinovirus gets into the cells lining your nose and it starts reproducing. It arrives from other people. It's not cold weather that causes a cold, but the fact that cold weather causes people to congregate together indoors, and that makes transmission of the virus easier. The virus generally moves from someone else's hands to your hands through something like a doorknob, and from your hands into your nose or eyes. Your body reacts to the presence of the rhinovirus with its immune system. In the case of a cold, the immune system opens up blood vessels inside your nose through inflammation, and it also increases mucus. These two processes give you the runny nose and the stuffy feeling. The irritation caused by the virus and all the fluid causes sneezing. If the virus makes it into the cells lining the lungs, then they start producing fluid and mucus as well, and that produces the cough. As the immune system gears up over several days and fights the virus, the mucus thickens and it changes color with dead cells. A form of pus, really. Yuck. And eventually the immune system eliminates the virus completely and you're well again. The whole healing process takes 7 to 10 days. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the Brain Stuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.